Welcome, everyone. Whether live or listening to playback, thank you for coming together for this monthly Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today, we'll be tending to our local waters. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. You can find out more information at shamanicpractice.org/SWB. Before we get started, I wanted to invite you to our inbox ceremony that's coming up on February 1st. It's going to be led by Jamie Meyer, and you can find more information about this on our website as well. Let's get started. For those of you who are joining us live, please remain muted. Once the tending starts, Nancy's altar image will be showed for the duration of the drumming. And then upon closing, we'll open the space up for those who would like to share or ask questions. We welcome to the call SWB community leader Nancy Langston, who will talk a bit more about this call to action and then lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Lolly. Happy to be here. I love working with water, so this.
Did you just pause?
So we have someone who's not on mute. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lolly. I love working with water, so I'm thrilled to be here and happy to lead this today. Ideally, you could work with local water today, and you don't. You might have a source in mind. You might have your personal favorite lake or river or stream. You might have the source of your water for your city, or you might not. You can go in and ask your guides. Either way is fine. My goal, which is not necessarily your goal, is that you connect at least shamanically with the waters around you. But if you want to work with the ocean, that's totally cool too. All right? Water's all connected, right? And this is the water planet, so it's everywhere, including subterranean. So you work where your guides take you, and let's see what happens. Now, you may end up doing something with the water. They may end up just, your guides may end up showing you something to do later with water in person, either way. Or you may end up, sometimes I end up doing something that feels like it has nothing to do with the topic, and then later I realize, oh, that's what they had me doing. So, whatever the case, follow your guide's lead. I'm going to lead you in. We're going to open the directions and then I'll lead you in and then follow your guide's leads because they're the experts here and they'll take you where you can do the most and show you what to do. All right, any questions before we start? If you're an old hand at journeying, you can leap on ahead when the drumming starts. If you're not, I'm going to lead you in and then turn you over to your guides. So either way is fine. You do what's comfortable for you. All right, I'm going to turn off my video as I open directions, and then we'll go right into the drumming. I call on the north, the energies of winter and dark of midnight, the all potential. Be with us, guide us, hold us today. I call on the east and the energies of new beginnings, sunrise, and we ask that they be with us, guide us, and hold us today. I call on the south and the energies of high noon, summer, abundance, be with us, guide us, hold us today. And we call on the west and the energies of sunset, autumn, letting go, endings. Be with us, guide us, hold us today. And we call on the elementals, earth, air, fire, and water. And we call on the above and the below, the yang and the yin, Papa Sky, Mama Earth. Be with us, guide us, and hold us today. We call on our spirit guides, allies, helpful ancestors, guardians. Be with us, guide us, hold us today, and show us what's ours to do. All right, and from this container, I want you to sit back and take a few breaths. Feel your seat on the chair if you're sitting, or the couch or the bed or the floor underneath your back if you're lying down. I like to close my eyes for the journey, but you do what works for you. Just take another deep breath and then we'll begin. And as you breathe and listen to the drum, just relax, drop your shoulders, deeper breath, just pay attention to the drum. The drum will lead you out into altered reality, altered space. Imagine you can get up and go out of the room you're in. Walk out of the building you're in, and there's a mist across the land. There's a fog you can barely see in front of you. It looks completely different than normal. You're entering dream space, and there's a path in front of you. You can barely see. There may be trees on the other side of the path. You're not sure. It's so misty. But you take the path, and as you go, you're calling out to your guides, your spirit guides, and you're asking them to come help you, guide you. What's yours to do with the waters near where you live, with the local waters? What do they want to show you? What do they want to teach you? You continue walking down the path, and it is going through. Now you can see trees on either side, just barely. Big old trees, and you're walking kind of up a hill through the forest. And your guides may have joined you. If they haven't, keep calling to them. You may have a guide that you've worked with a lot. You may have a new guide show up. Either way is totally cool, totally fine. You come to the crest of the hill, and the trees thin out. You can see a valley below you because the mist is starting to clear. And there you see a giant lake down in the bottom of the valley. And there are two rivers feeding into it. It looks like streams. Way off beyond that, you can see an ocean beach and hear the waves crashing. You head down the hill and you go to whichever water source calls to you, or whichever water source your guides lead you to. Whether it be the beach or the edge of the lake or next to the river, the stream, you find your spot and you settle down, you sit down, you get settled. And you follow the lead of your guides. What are you here to learn? How can you work with the waters? Call you back in about 10 minutes. Thank you. it's time to return. Remembering that you can always use the recording of this to return and do more work. But for now, thank your guides, thank the waters. Thank yourself for showing up. And turn and come back down the path. Come back up to the hill, out of the valley, down the path through the forest. Back to the building where your body is, back to the room, all the way back to your body. Take a couple big breaths. Wiggle your toes. Stretch your arms. Wiggle your fingers. Move your neck. A couple more big breaths. I would suggest that you jot down a few notes, either on a piece of paper or on your phone or your computer, wherever. I'm going to go ahead and close the directions. And then we'll turn off the recording and you can ask questions and we can talk about what happened on your journeys. But first, let's close the container for now. We thank the North. We thank the element of Earth for being with us, guiding us, supporting us. We thank the East. We thank the element of Air for being with us, guiding us, and supporting us today. We thank the South and the element of Fire for being with us, guiding us, and supporting us today. And last but not least, we thank the West and the element of Water for being with us, guiding us, and supporting us today. We thank the Above, Papa Sky, the Yang. We thank the below, Mama Earth, the yin. Thank you for being with us, guiding us, holding us, and supporting us today. And last but not least, certainly not least, we thank our spirit allies, guides, guardians, and helpful ancestors. Whoever showed up today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful for the love, support, and protection and guidance of our guides. Aho. All right, so we close the container for now, and Lolly's going to, we thank those that are listening to the recording because we don't record the comments. So, Lolly, when you're ready, you can turn off the recording.
Thank you to everyone who shared their journeys on the live call and to everyone for joining in on the recording. Thank you to Nancy for guiding us through the process of tending to our local waters. Thank you for joining us for the Shamanism Without Borders call to action. We do this every month, so please join us next month as well. Many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Thank you.